Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll continue to feature songs that have parentheses in the title of the song. We'll hear from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, The Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Isley Brothers, The Temptations, Frank Wilson, and David Ruffin. Well, first up, a late 1969 hit from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas called parentheses We've Got parentheses Honey Love. Well, the instrumental track for this song was recorded on April 20th, 1967, and was assigned to the Shirelles. Well, the Shirelles never recorded it, and the song was assigned to Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. The song was taken from their album called Riding High, which was released in May of 1968. Well, the Velvelettes, a group we heard earlier this hour, was recorded on this song doing some overdub vocals. Well, Martha Reeves recalled that, quote, Honey Love was a great song with great lyrics. It reminded me of music from the past with good rhyming and catchy beats, and I think that the sound that they put on my voice made it a little more of a hit. Well, here are Martha Reeves and her Vandellas right here on Motown Memories.
Come and you go. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A breakthrough song called Inner City Blues, parentheses makes me want to holler, parentheses. They reached number 9 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971. Before that, the Four Tops, number 1 tune from 65, I Can't Help Myself, parentheses Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, parentheses. And we start with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, a song that only reached number 56 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969, parentheses We've Got, parentheses Honey Love. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs that have parentheses in the title of the song. Well, coming up, an underrated song that didn't chart very high, only reaching number 63 in the U.S. Billboard charts and number 11 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969, Gladys Knight and her Pips. Didn't You Know, parentheses, You'd Have to Cry Sometimes. Well, this song was both written and produced by that great writing and production team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Well, this was the only song that Ashford and Simpson worked with Gladys Knight and the Pips, as they were taken over by the production team that consisted of Norman Whitfield. Well, Funk Brothers guitarist Joe Messina recalled that, quote, "I was afraid of Valerie Simpson's sessions because she was very disciplined. They were very difficult. Bass guitarist James Jamerson wanted to do more, but Valerie would say, quote, no, not this time, buddy. I want those actual notes. He'd still slip in two or three notes in the midst of the song. He was very crafty that way. Well, here are the Pips with Gladys right here on Motown.
Remember when you left? Yeah, you had your own rules about playing the game. And in a day, you could walk away feeling no pain. Now look at yourself. Yeah, you're all hung up on somebody else. And in your eyes I see all the signs of the misery that you laid on me. Hey, baby, did you know you'd have to cry some? Did you know you'd have to cry?
Now your head's a little lower and you walk a little slower.
Yeah.
top 40 songs the Isley Brothers had on the Motown record label, a great classic song, This Old Heart, parentheses, is weak for you, parentheses. They reached number 12 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. And we started with Gladys Knight and her Pimps, Didn't You Know, parentheses, You'd Have to Cry Sometimes, parentheses, reaching number 63 on the U.S. Billboard charts and number 11 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We tend to feature Motown songs that have parentheses in the title of the song. Well, coming up, a classic hit from The Temptations, Ball of Confusion, parentheses, That's What the World Is Today, parentheses. Well, this was a great song produced by Norman Whitfield, and like its predecessor, Psychedelic Shack, it has some psychedelic elements of it with a strong political message. The lyrics list a multitude of problems that were tearing apart the United States in 1967, such as the Vietnam War, segregation, white flight, drug abuse, crooked politicians, and more. The quote, round and around we go, the Temptations sing, where the world's headed, nobody knows, expressed some concern about what was going on in the United States at that time. The end of each section of the Temptations list of woes were punctuated by bass singer Melvin Franklin's line, and the band played on, which is a reference to the Titanic sinking of 1912, where allegedly the band played on the Titanic, unaware of the disaster that laid ahead. Well, here are the Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Gun control, the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
That's the Beatles' new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore demand, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Continue with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler.
Motown at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Hour, we featured all songs that have parentheses in the title of the song. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.